I bring on my next guest because she's here already. And I'm excited about that because I really think this is going to be fun. We're going to lighten up and talk about my favorite subject, food, in terms of eating it and how delicious it can be. And I've got Stephanie Bogdanich. She'll tell me in a minute how I butchered her name. and she's one of four authors of The Taco Cleanse, the tortilla-based diet proven to change your life with over 75 vegan recipes. I just read this book, and it's really a lot of fun. Welcome to It's All About Food, Stephanie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Did you have your taco today?
I did. A taco a day keeps the doctor away, that's what we always say.
Well, I probably need them because I have a fever today.
Oh, yeah, tacos can help with that.
Tacos can help, so I read.
You know, you can
awesome.
Sweat it out.
Yeah. Okay, so just give me a little history. How did this taco cleanse get started?
Well, all the authors are from Austin, and we were sitting around and we were drinking margaritas and talking about how Jessica had said that she'd realized that she hadn't eaten anything besides tacos all day. And we were talking about how I wonder how long we could go for. And she was like, oh, we should try and do it for 3 days. And I was like, 3 days would be easy. Let's try and do it for a month. And so we decided to eat nothing but tacos for a whole month. And we all four did. And it was really fun. And we loved it. And we ended up writing recipes and a little zine for all of our friends. And then it ended up getting turned into a whole book because everybody wants a taco cleanse.
But does it really cleanse? That's the question.
Well, it depends on what your definition of cleanse is.
Yes, what is your definition?
We believe that as taco scientists.
Yes, you're a taco scientist. Very good.
Does that
mean you put
something...
T-S at the end of your name?
Sometimes. We all have different degrees. I've got my doctor of tacoology.
Oh, right.
And Molly is a professor of pseudoscience. And so we've all got different little things. Jessica's an RTD, a registered taco dietitian.
Excellent. But, so you're telling me, define what a cleanse means to you.
Yeah, for us, you know, the typical cleanse of having juice or master cleanse, something like that, where you starve yourself in order to, like, fit into a smaller pair of pants is just kind of ridiculous. The whole idea of detoxifying your liver, you don't need to do that. Your liver does it fine for you. The whole idea of detoxifying is kind of scientifically unproven. If you want to detoxify, it's because, you know, you've been poisoned and take you into the hospital. You don't need to detoxify because you've been eating, you know, ice cream. And so we took the idea of cleanse as that it would be a cleanse for your mind and to get over these relationships with food of being this thing that you have to be really puritanical about and instead just enjoying it and enjoying plant-based food and having fun with it.
All right. Can you define a taco?
Yes. Okay.
Please do.
A taco for us is anything that fits into an unleavened piece of grain, bread, tortilla, or tortilla-like substance. Originally, before we came up with that definition, we had all sorts of things, and we got kind of confusing. Like we have a couple of waffle tacos in the book. And we decided if we could grandfather those in. But in the end, we couldn't go with the pancake in the same way because we had to make rules somewhere.
All right, let's bring up the pancake for a second. We got the taco police here. Because I was looking at all of your wonderful recipes, starving and like going nuts, reading them, of course. But there is one dessert taco that looks a lot like a pancake.
Wait, the crepe taco?
The chocolate raspberry dessert taco looks a lot like a pancake.
Yeah, you know, it really does. The most important thing is that a burrito isn't a taco. It's all about the single fold. And that's how you know what you're really getting.
But you could take a large tortilla and fold it in half, and then that qualifies as a taco.
Yeah, then it'll be a giant taco.
A giant taco, which you warn against.
Yeah, we like our tacos to be small and delightful so that you can eat many tacos.
Okay, so I want to talk about my earliest taco memories. So it was in the late 70s, I think. I was in high school, and you probably weren't even born yet. I got tacos from Jack in the Box.
Oh, gross.
They were gross.
American cheese slice.
Oh, my God. It was this grounded up, brown, oily plop. And the taco itself was so oily, it was disgusting. And then I moved on to, I moved to California and things kind of cleaned up from there. I'm originally from New York. I'm in New York now. And I discovered avocado and guacamole and tacos, and it was a beautiful thing. But then I moved to France in the early 90s, and they didn't have tacos there. The only thing they had were those hard, disgusting ones in the box, like El Paso or something.
Right, like the kind we had in elementary school.
Yeah, we didn't have them in elementary school. I did exactly what you recommend in the book. I ended up making my own tortillas.
Nice.
Did
you make the flour ones there then? I'm sure you couldn't find masa.
Yeah, I made the flour ones, yeah. They're easier too. When you make a wheat flour, it's a little easier to roll rather than squash.
Well, if you've got the press though, it's super easy to make the corn tortillas. I can make them, enough for a meal in about 5 minutes.
I'm just actually having another taco memory flash. I think I was living in California, and I think I bought at one of these artsy-fartsy kind of home stores a tortilla press. And I went looking for masa harina and made it and used the press. That was amazing. That was a long time ago.
Yes. Fun stamping them out.
Yeah, it's good to make them. Have you ever
heard? Yeah, it's a huge difference. They originally, before we could get masa in this country, I read that tortillas used to come in cans.
Oh, already made.
How weird is that? Have you ever thought of anything more gross than a canned tortilla?
At least it wouldn't be hard and crunchy, probably, though.
That's true.
Which is pretty gross, because they're like cardboard.
Yeah, they definitely are.
All right, something we need to talk about in terms of the taco and the tortilla and the quality ingredients, which are really important. I always like to talk about what's in your blank, like what's in your peanut butter, for example. I rage on this. You should only have peanuts in your peanut butter, not hydrogenated oils and sugar and all kinds of junk. But looking at the back of most of these corn and wheat tortillas in the stores today, the ingredients are scary.
Really? Because, I live in Texas, so I have access to really good tortillas, and I'm vegan, too, so I'm always checking recipe titles. And I don't buy tortillas very often. I usually make them, or I usually buy already-made tacos. But in the case of, like, corn tortillas, it's almost always just corn and water and salt.
Right. That's what it should be. And, we go to Whole Foods and get their organic ones, which are refrigerated because they don't last long once they're made, and that's what you want. But if you look at the popular brands, Mission and some others, the list of ingredients is like lines long. They have preservatives. They have cellulose. They have all kinds of things. It's like, what is this doing in my taco?
They're probably just trying to keep it soft.
Look out for the ingredients in your tortillas, everybody.
Yeah. Well, and at least try to make them once. We have quite a few recipes in the Taco Cleanse book, but you can just Google it, too. And so many people I've convinced since writing the Taco Cleanse to try making their own tortillas because it's just surprisingly easy. It's way easier than just about any other, it's easier than making bread or bagels or pizza or any of those things that are leavened with yeast. You just stamp them out, and they take about a minute on each side to cook.
Yep, they are pretty easy. And I never thought of making plantain tortillas. Those look awesome.
Which ones?
Plantain.
Oh, yeah. That we put in because we wanted to have a recipe. We wanted to be able to have every kind of eater be able to come on the taco cleanse. And there are so many people who are afraid of gluten or soy or corn or all these things.
Yeah.
So we came up with a recipe that is made out of just, you know, plants, which in this case is plantain, and a little bit of starch. And it tastes surprisingly more like a tortilla than it does a plantain. Like, it's not a sweet, yummy fried plantain like you get at a Cuban place. It definitely tastes more like a regular tortilla.
Wow, I definitely want to try that. I was very excited about plantain tortillas.
Yeah, I love fried plantains in my tortillas. Like, there's a recipe for gallo pinto, which I got hooked on in Costa Rica, and I love that with fried plantains. It's just the best.
I just came back from Costa Rica, and I had fried plantains there, but I've never had the plantain tortilla.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... I doubt
that will
you
come
find
very
it in Costa Rica.
Soon.
And then we also really love the Dutch waffle tacos with the vegan sausage and maple syrup. That one is super yummy.
Yeah, so the idea is, you like have your Ten Commandments. A burrito is not a taco. But if you fold a tortilla in half, it can be considered a taco, even though it may be a little too big.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, is that because you don't want to overload it?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the big problems that beginners have.
I bought some mammoth burritos, and if you eat one of those, and it's like a bomb. It has landed in your belly. It's just so huge and so filling.
Totally. Burritos are something that I get when I'm like, okay, I'm starving. I'm going to watch TV. I don't want to move or do anything the rest of the night, so I'll get a giant burrito and live with that.
I have a question. I'm looking at, you've got some great recipes for what you call supplements.
That's right. There's a whole chapter on supplements, because any good diet book is going to have a chapter on supplements.
and supplements are martinis and tequila drinks.
That's right. We found a lot of cleansing properties in tequila.
I'm looking at this picture opposite the Everyday Mexican Martini with the martini in it, and it has like black salt on the top. What is that?
Yeah, it's just black salt. It's made from Hawaiian lava.
Wow.
There's actually
black salt
in Indian. It's an Indian thing, and that's actually pink, but this black salt was made with lava. And I just did it for the picture. You don't need to use black salt. But it is really nice and really, like, minerally.
Does it taste different?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it tastes minerally.
It's kind of fun to experiment with. And it's definitely stronger, too. I really like smoked salt, too. If you ever get your hands on that, it can add a lot to, especially if you're making, like, a pot of beans, just adding, like, a teaspoon of smoked salt can add that nice bit of smokiness that you don't get in the plant-based diet as much.
I also love the beer garita, where you actually...
Yeah, the beer garita is an awesome thing. I don't know if I've seen that anywhere else, but they sure are fun.
This is original. You've got a bottle of beer poured upside down into a cup, a margarita cup.
Yeah, you kind of have to plunge your beer into the margarita. It's great on a super hot day.
So it slowly... empties out as the liquid in the cup goes away, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. That's funny. Okay, and then you have, I love that you've got the holidays covered.
Yeah, because, you know, any diet, that's going to be a struggle. But not with the taco cleanse. There's a taco for all occasions, as we've learned.
Yes. Okay, my favorite, all-time favorite, is the one for Passover. When those who observe Passover, I come from a Jewish background, I'm not religious at all, but I'm into food for all holidays. And you have the collard tortilla, which is a tortilla made from a collard green.
Okay.
And you add these typical foods for Passover, roasted beets, horseradish sauce, and toasted matzo kernels.
Yeah, you got to have that little bit of crunch from the toasted matzo.
Oh, that's terrific. What else here? I like your Halloween taco costumes.
Yeah, we're at the... one of our book signings, we had my dog. He was in the taco costume for the book signing. We were like, see, the taco dog, and people were very excited about that. And then at the end of the night, my boyfriend was putting him in the car, and he was taking the costume off, and someone yelled from across the parking lot, that's not a taco dog. That's just a dog in a taco costume.
Okay. Now, you've got some really good, this is a very comprehensive book, very comprehensive,
oh, yeah.
And you cover taco yoga positions. Beautiful.
Yes. We actually have one of our friends who's been teaching Iyengar-style yoga for almost 20 years, and she did the taco yoga section for us, and her blog is called Vegan Eats and Treats, and she actually just made a video of taco yoga, too. So if any listeners want to check it out, it's really funny. And she's giving away a copy of the book, too.
I actually look forward to doing the crossword at the end of the book. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, the crossword all works out.
And I have to say that I had the guacamole find the taco pretty quickly. That maze wasn't too challenging.
Yeah, that's more of a beginner.
Yeah.
<A. laughs>
And it's lovely, and you have a lovely certificate of completion at the end of the book, which will make any participant in the taco cleanse feel very, very proud.
Yeah, we've been watching people fill them out and put them on their refrigerators on Instagram, and that's been really fun.
Have you ever heard, I was just talking to this, the founder of Food Bites, not sure if you're familiar with it, but they're a bank that invests in agricultural businesses, and they had an event in Brooklyn last week. And there was this one company, I didn't see them there, although they emailed me and said they were going to be there, called Flatev, FLATEV.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they make an appliance. It looks like kind of like a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
But the opening is on the bottom, and they sell these little pods of tortilla dough, kind of like a Keurig, and
mm-hmm.
You put the pot in the machine and the tortilla comes out at the bottom. And they have a cute little commercial that makes it like it's not that easy to make your own tortillas, like you were saying, because they're so time consuming. But
yeah, I can imagine the, oh no, there's dough all over the floor.
Yeah. Anyway, it's an interesting unit. I don't know where it's going to go, but, it's out there. Flatev.com. Anybody want to check it out? Then the other thing is, the ingredients. When I was at this event last week, there was a company called Macienda, and they're promoting heirloom varieties of corn from Mexico. Unfortunately,
yeah.
A lot of our corn is getting contaminated because we grow so much genetically modified corn today.
Yeah, you really can't, since corn air pollinates, you can't really isolate it. And there are some beautiful kinds of corn in Mexico that make such colorful tortillas, like every color of the rainbow.
Okay, now tell me, have you had some celebrities take up the taco cleanse? I think you did. I know I read about them.
Yeah, well, in January, in an interview, Jennifer Aniston said that she was buying the book. And so when that happened, we got this explosion of people saying, oh, my God, Jennifer Aniston loves the taco cleanse. And that was a lot of fun because...
Yeah, did that help sales?
It just went everywhere. We were on E! True Hollywood Story and everything.
Huh. And
or E! Entertainment.
Did you ever talk to Jennifer?
No, but we sent her a signed copy.
Oh, good. Because I thought she wasn't a very vegan-friendly person.
Yeah. I don't think that she even knew it was vegan. I think that she just saw a taco cleanse and was like, oh, that sounds fun. And then the next thing you know, like, on E! Entertainment News is like, is the taco cleanse how Jennifer Aniston got her red carpet body? And we're like, no.
No.
That's definitely not how she got her red carpet body. That's a combination of genetics and probably a lot of personal trainers.
Okay, now, when you make, a lot of your recipes contain ingredients that, or sometimes, or you recommend that you can use a lot of pre-made ingredients.
Yeah, because we want taco cleansing to be really easy. And so you can go the homemade route, but we want it to be approachable to people who've never tried vegan food, too. So we always recommend, like, the best vegan product out there. For example, we have the Infinite Fish Taco, which involves breading your own tofu, which takes like 3 different bowls, but it tastes really good, and it's a lovely recipe, but you don't want to do all that and mess up your kitchen. You can buy the Gardein fish fillets, which are really delicious, and, you know, you just pop up in the oven in 10 minutes, they're done.
Right. Okay, so the Taco Cleanse book is out, and what are your plans after this?
We're talking about making an all gluten book next.
All gluten.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So that's like a lot of seitan and.
Yeah, and pasta and cupcakes and.
And
all
for
the
those
foods
that can't eat gluten, they know to stay away from it and not even open
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Don't even look at the book.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. I don't have a gluten intolerance, although I think sometimes wheat gives me a headache, but that doesn't keep me from eating it. I just don't eat as much as I used to. But wheat has certainly gotten a bad rap, and people need to know that if you don't have celiac disease and if you don't have an intolerance, as long as you're eating whole, minimally processed forms of wheat, you should be fine.
Yeah. It's definitely a big popular diet. Like here at the vegan restaurants, you'll see people order the seitan on the gluten-free bread. And the seitan is
oh, that's
100%
funny.
Gluten. Yeah.
Do they even know what they're doing? That's funny.
That's the question.
Well, okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, I don't want to judge here, but I'm just maybe judging. I'm observing. there are people out there who like to give themselves labels. They like to call themselves vegan. They like to call themselves vegetarian, or they say that they eat gluten-free. And then they see something that they like, which let's say isn't vegan, and they said they're vegan, and they're like, oh, can I get that? Or somebody orders, like you said, the seitan on gluten-free bread. I mean, what's that about?
I don't know. We have a part in the book called Is the Taco Cleanse Right for You? And one of the questions is, do you experience recurring feelings of hunger on a daily basis? But then everyone's favorite one is, do you enjoy attention from peers based on dietary restrictions?
Yes. I mean, that's definitely a trend.
It definitely is, and I don't know what that's about. For us, you know, being vegan, I think that kind of one of the reasons we got so into the idea of the taco cleanse is that we were just so tired of, like, the nutrition people kind of taking over vegan food. Because for us, that's not – we're not in it just because we want to lose weight or anything like that. We're in it because we love animals and we love the world, and we don't want to see any more environmental destruction caused by, you know, meat, cows being in the – chopping down trees in the Amazon so that cows can graze is just not what we're – that's where we stand. And a lot of times people think that you're vegan just because you want to have these dietary restrictions for fun. And so I think that a lot of it comes from that for us.
I'm really glad you brought that up. That's a very important point for us not to forget, those of us who have – are vegan, why we're vegan. For me, it was always about animals, and the health and the environment were just amazing bonuses.
Yeah, bonuses.
Amazing
and I think
bonuses.
That the health
and
brings a lot of people to veganism, which is great. because it is a very healthy way to live. But I think that at the forefront, it's about, you know, cruelty to animals. That's why we avoid all the animal products in our clothes and makeup and everything else.
Yeah, but it makes it a little harder, getting back to what we were just talking about with labels and things, when people say that they are something that they aren't. It makes it harder for those of us who are.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, because people think, but this just has a little in it, you know?
Uh-huh. You can just eat around that, right?
If you're not pregnant, don't say you're pregnant. If you're not vegan, don't say you're vegan. Say you eat a plant-based diet and, you know, occasionally maybe something else.
Yeah.
Yes.
People just love saying that they're vegan when they're not. I don't get it, because being vegan, people just give me a lot of shit.
Exactly.
You have to
have that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's you have to believe in something very strong. I'm bringing up the guy that I was just talking to. I don't like to have sensational kind of programs and argue with people. That's not who I am. But I made it clear that they're a company which supports all kinds of, quote, sustainable businesses. Some of them really aren't sustainable. But they see them as sustainable, and they see them, I think, as profit centers. Sustainable fish, sustainable palm oil, sustainable beef. You know, they're oxymorons.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you could have sustainable beef in a world with this many people eating beef.
Exactly. Just do the math. You can't do it. There's not enough land mass, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay, well, I really believe, and he actually said this, my guest, Manuel Gonzalez, that these plant-based alternatives, these plant-based businesses at some point should take over. And I hope to see that sooner than later.
Yeah, I see that as the future too. And like you were talking about Jack in the Box, people are so attached to their meat, and they're like, oh, I can't have meat because, you know, I can't go vegan because I love meat and whatever. And it's like, but you'll eat it, Jack in the Box, people. And is that really so good? Would you know any different if you were eating meat or if you were eating some soy crumble in your nasty Jack in the Box tortilla? You know,
exactly.
No way.
You don't know what that stuff is at the bottom of your oily tortilla. You just don't know. But you mentioned
soy. Yeah, and wouldn't you rather have it made out of soy than out of,
absolutely.
You know,
can you talk about soy
curls?
You mentioned them a few times in the book.
About who?
Soy curls.
Oh, soy curls, sure.
Yeah.
They're actually a really minimally processed food. They're just straight up the soybeans that are soaked and blended and then dehydrated into strips. They're made by Seventh-day Adventists, who are often vegetarian. I think they're from Oregon. And you can't find them everywhere because it's a pretty small company, but they're totally worth ordering a box. One of our co-authors has a vegan store called Rabbit Food Grocery, and you can get them there. But they are just the most delightful vegan ingredient because they're super high in protein. They have this wonderful texture. They're really easy to make. You just soak them usually I soak them in vegetable broth and then fry them in a pan with whatever ingredients. And we've got quite a few recipes in the book that use soy curls. You can use seitan instead, but soy curls are just so easy, and we all really like them. They're super popular among vegans these days.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I haven't had them in ages, and I just kind of forgot about them, and now I have to look for them again, soy curls.
Yeah, I wonder if you can find them up there. I know there's that vegan store.
Sure. Yeah. Now, before we go, I just wanted to mention that I appreciated you adding at the end of your book some resources. And you mentioned Vegan Tacos, Authentic and Inspired Recipes for Mexico's Favorite Street Food by Jason Weirich. And I spoke to Jason when his book came out. And I just want to say that book is very different from your book. They're both wonderful.
Very different. But I love his book, too. Yeah, it's great.
He's an amazing chef. He really knows what he's talking about.
Really authentic recipes.
Yes, he goes into great detail, and I just went crazy over that cookbook because it was just amazing. That's all.
Yeah, we love that one, and we love Viva Vegan too, by Terry yeah. Hope Romero.
Yeah, she lives here in my neighborhood in Queens.
She sure does. Yeah, she just came out with a new book too. But Viva Vegan is my favorite one.
Which is
Viva Vegan.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of recipes in that book.
Yeah,
a lot of them. Well, Stephanie, this has really been delightful, and now I got to figure out how I can get a taco really quickly and get over my fever.
I know. That's the problem. Several people have written, and they're like, I'm having trouble getting off the taco cleanse. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of becomes a way of life. Like, that's why I could never leave Austin, because how could I not have breakfast tacos every day? I mean,
well,
what do other
dangerous.
People eat?
You can stay on a taco cleanse for life, can't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Dare you. That's
hopefully.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for having me, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Whew. All right. We have about a minute left or so, and that was totally fun, wasn't it? Taco Cleanse. It's just a really fun book. It's fun to read. And I probably make a great gift, because it's very fun. And the recipes are really, really good. I really like it. Can I say really, 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 really enough? meanwhile, back to Responsibility and Living, where I live. I hope you've been checking out our most recent recipes. And my daily blog is now on day... What am I on? Day 390? 391? 391, for goodness sakes. The thing about prepared food, sometimes they really come in handy. And right now we have this addiction, I think, for Sky Valley Organic Sriracha Sauce, which yesterday we put on some tofu and green beans and gave it a real authentic Thai flavor. You know, that sometimes that's all you need is just a great prepared sauce that has quality ingredients. So check that out if you like hot and spicy. All right, thank you for joining me on It's All About Food. I'm going to go and have some tea and take care of myself. And you should have a delicious week.